Blog Talk Radio.
Of course, people ask me all the time, they say to me, what is the secret to success? The first rule is trust yourself. But what is most important is that you have to dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. No matter how crazy it may sound to the people. So rule number one is, of course, trust yourself no matter how or what anyone else thinks. And of course, rule number two is break the rules. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. It is impossible to be a maverick or a true original if you're too well behaved and don't want to break the rules. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe, after all. What is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? The only way that I ever got any place was the breaking some of the rules. Which, of course, brings me to rule number three. Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear of failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision, and you know that it is the right thing to do, and success will come. So don't be afraid to fail. Which brings me to rule number four, which is don't listen to the naysayers. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this, and you can't do that, and it has never been done before? As a matter of fact, I love it when someone says that no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done. I always listen to myself and said, yes, you can. And that brings me to rule number five, which is the most important rule of all. Work your butt off. Now, if I always believe, leaving no stone unturned. Muhammad Ali, one of my great heroes, had a great line in the 70s when he was asked, how many sit-ups do you do? He said, I don't count my sit-ups. I only start counting when it starts hurting. When I feel pain, that's when I start counting, because that's when it really counts. That's what makes you a champion. And that's the way it is with everything. No pain, no gain. And let me tell you, it is important to have fun in life, of course. But when you're out there partying, horsing around, someone out there at the same time is working hard. Someone is getting smarter and someone is winning. Just remember that. But if you want to win, there's absolutely no way around hard, hard work. None of my rules, by the way, of success will work unless you do. I've always figured out that there's 24 hours a day. You sleep 6 hours. They have 18 hours left. I know that some of you out there now said, well, wait a minute, I sleep 8 hours or 9 hours, but then just sleep faster, I would recommend. Just remember, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in the pockets. that takes me to rule number six, which is a very important rule. It's about giving back. Whatever path that you take in your lives, you must always find time to give something back. Something back to your community, give something back to your state or to your country. Let me tell you something, reaching out and helping people will bring you more satisfaction than anything else you've ever done. Remember those six rules. Trust yourself, break some rules, don't be afraid to fail, ignore the naysayers, work like hell, and give something back.
Okay, and we're live. It's the Philosophy of Bodybuilding. I hope you guys could hear me. Mike, if you're listening, send me a text. We've had some problems. I'm using a laptop that has some viruses on it. My luck, I restarted this thing. I knew I shouldn't have restarted it. All the things are popping up. Okay, I got confirmation from Mike. He can hear me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We have a great show for you tonight. This is a topic that I've talked about many times, but I've never dedicated an entire show to it. And because finally the king himself, Arnold, is on the same exact page, I wanted to revisit this topic and talk a little bit about, you know, how bodybuilding has changed and why it's not a good thing. Because, we'll get into this over the next, you know, hour, 2 hours. Why? So let's not, you know, delve into it too much. But we have a good show tonight. We've been off the air for 2 months. Just a lot going on. I didn't want to continue to do the show if I couldn't really, you know, give it my all. And at this point, the last episode we had was, you know, over 2 months ago. We had Kevin Lavroni on. He was a great guest. I really wanted to address some of the questions that we were all wondering about for so long, and I encourage everyone to go back and listen to that episode. It was last week. You could access it on the Blog Talk site, or I'll post a link later. But, you know, he talked about his fish diet, which was 100% true. You know, he talked about overtraining, quote-unquote, you know, going to the gym 3 times a day, killing it with ridiculous amounts of volume, and just feeding the muscles and resting the body. And, avoiding overtraining by doing things the right way, you know, taking a lot of drugs. Obviously, he didn't get into his drugs, but we could all assume that, you know, he had a lot of help. Still one of the greatest physiques of all time. I call him the Phil Heath before there was a Phil Heath, because he has that ridiculous shoulder tricep tie-in that Phil Heath has. And it's just unbelievable that still to this day, I really don't think that, again, and this brings us back to the same point, that, you know, bodybuilding is going backwards. Why is it that we're talking about Kevin Lavroni as if, he's better than any guy on stage today, because, you know, he really is. And that's the problem, that bodybuilding is going backwards, that it's not going forward. Yeah, the guys are getting bigger. Bigger isn't bodybuilding. You know, just like stronger isn't bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is bodybuilding, which encompasses a full spectrum of criteria, conditioning, proportions, most important, proportions. Who gives a shit how ripped you are if you have a huge chest and tiny arms, or if you have no legs? You know, symmetry, making sure, both sides of the body, are 100% equal and equivalent. And then you bring in conditioning and size and all those things. I think that judging a contest based on conditioning solely as the determining factor is no better than doing it based on size. It should be the total package. You know, give these guys, there has to be a better system, first of all, but it should be, okay, well, you know, you have size, symmetry, proportion, conditioning, you know, out of a 1 to 10 for all those categories, the guy that has, you know, a 10 in proportion, but he's, you know, only an 8 or a 9 in conditioning, should still win the show. You know, anyone can get ripped, but bodybuilding is so much more than that. And, guys, I'm looking at the top of my screen here, and it's saying that I only have 4 minutes left in the stream. I don't know how that's possible. I just told Mike I thought there might be an error in the show. If we get disconnected for whatever reason, Oh, God, don't even tell me. I hope there's not an error. This blog talk is ridiculous. But something's not right. I booked a two-hour slot from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, so something's not right here at all. I hope that's an error. But we'll continue on. Mike, if you're listening, it is almost 8:15. It's 8:10. Give us a call. Call in right now, and we'll get you on the line. We'll talk about the current state of bodybuilding, you know, what we saw at the Metropolitans, Bikini, how that division's progressing. But overall, I do want to get Mike's thoughts as well, because I know he's a hardcore bodybuilding fan. He loves bodybuilding, and, you know, we all want to be bigger, but it's being bigger without sacrificing proportion and symmetry and all that stuff. So, Mike, if you can hear, I'm going to text you just in case you didn't. Take a sip of my water. But, yeah, so it's good to be back on the radio. We got a lot of new listeners. For those of you who are from the group who aren't aware of the origins of the show, the Philosophy of Bodybuilding radio show came way before the group. The Philosophy of Bodybuilding radio show started after Derek Anthony and I, you know, we were doing a radio show together for a few years. Derek, may he rest in peace, was coming down with some health issues at the time, and he couldn't continue doing the show. So I got his blessing, and I went ahead and did my own thing. And we've been on the air now ourselves for, I don't know, 3-4 years. I forget. Gotcha. So, Mike, I know I see you in the queue. We'll switch you over right now. So, yeah, so the new listeners from the Philosophy of Bodybuilding group, it's good to hear, good to have you here. It's good to be able to communicate to you guys in this way. You know, I really try to give a piece of my heart and soul to that group. I love seeing everyone progress, and I love having an outlet to be able to share some of my wisdom. Because yeah, you know, I'm proud of what I've accomplished. You know, right now I'm focused on my business, and I still love bodybuilding, and I still bodybuild, but I definitely have found greater balance in my life, and I think that's important. We'll talk about that too. So without further ado, Mike, welcome to the show. How you doing? You hear me?
Hey, what's up? I can hear you, Ross. Can you hear me?
There he is. Guys, Mike is a Supreme Sports Enhancements athlete. He's avid bodybuilder, bodybuilding fan. He's my co-admin in the Philosophy of Bodybuilding group. He's a good friend of mine. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks, Ross.
So what'd you do? What'd you work tonight? You just left the gym, right?
Yeah, I hit up some arms.
All right, you did a little easy workout.
Yeah, today was a fun day.
Good, good. So did you get to catch my introduction and you know, me talking about, you know, how bodybuilding's changed and all that?
Yes, I did. We've talked about that a bunch of times. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. And I think, too, you have to look back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just got a 90-second warning. I'm freaking out here. Something's wrong. But just keep going. Hopefully we won't get cut off.
I think, when we think back, there was such, I don't know, there wasn't such a demand for information like it is now. You know, there's a couple big shows a year. So, you wouldn't have to see so many people compete. I think it was just more of an elite thing to be a pro back then than it is now. I think, you know, there's obviously a money grab by the NPC to make more pro cards available to encourage more people to compete.
Yeah.
I think you've just seen it thinning the ranks a little bit. You know, there's not as many. Like before, there was just like, you know, they'd give out one, maybe two pro cards a year. So, I mean, you were really getting some high-level guys. There's a lot of people that would, no question, be pros today that never even got the pro card back in the era we're talking about.
Absolutely. I think that, unfortunately, it's become, and this is why I don't like the NPC, and we, you know, something needs to change if bodybuilding is to be a sport and it is to progress. But, you know, it's about making money. It's not about, you know, creating champions and providing a platform for athletes. They just want to make money. It's ridiculous.
And, I mean, we talked about it. Like, let's face it, the hobby or the sport, we like to call it, is what we do anyway. The competition aspect, it's essentially a pageant.